here, Dreamers. I want to congratulate Joe Pardo for completing his first full marathon. Hooray! Today's special host is Michelle Scribner McLean of the Mickey Miles Podcast. I hope you enjoy the show.
Welcome to episode 129 of the Dreamers Podcast. My name is not Joe Pardo. My name is Michelle Scribner McLean, and I have hijacked the hosting responsibilities of the podcast today so that I can introduce marathoner Joe Pardo. Welcome to your show, Joe.
Thank you, Michelle. I love being on here.
And congratulations for completing the Goofy, and part of which was completing your first ever marathon.
Yes, thank you. It was a pleasure getting to run with you and Mr. Scopa both of those days. So thank you.
I don't know, have you mentioned it on the show? Not that I don't listen to every episode, but... for people who don't know, the Goofy is a part of a series of running events in January at Walt Disney World. And there are four different races, a 5K, a 10K, a half marathon, which is 13.1 miles, and then a full marathon the next day, 26.2 miles. And Joe ran the Goofy, which is a combination of the half and the full, 2 days in a row. Yeah, he did really, really well.
Yeah, for not training at all, it was a good experience.
I would not recommend that approach myself.
No, but... please train. Please do some kind of training.
So Joe and I ran together for most of both of those races. One of the strategies that we were using, and I had some bumps in my training process too. Although I've done the series of races before, but to save yourself from injury and to kind of pace yourself, we both ran very, very slowly. So, Joe, I was interested to hear what your, I mean, having not trained a lot is one thing, but approaching, I know you've done half marathons before. How are you feeling about doing 2 days of races totaling 39.3 miles?
You know, doing the half is whatever. That's fine. I think that everyone should try to do a half. I think it's a great time. And I think that it's a great distance, that it's long and it's challenging, but at the same time, it's not that long, and it doesn't take that long to do. You know, instead of being called the full marathon, it should just be called the dull marathon, though you made it a lot more fun, Mom.
Dull, D-U-L-L?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Well, you know, when it took us 7 hours to complete a race, I was really dreading that. Like, yeah, man, it's going to be... Yeah. Like a whole day is going to just disappear.
Yeah, we did a very, very slow marathon. That was a lot longer than my shortest time and a lot longer than I did Boston in too. But if you're going to do a marathon, why do you think people might want to choose Walt Disney World to do a marathon?
Well, the atmosphere is great. What you run in and out of being the parks and all the, you know, seeing all the attractions and having people cheer you on through most of it. I think that it's expensive. But I was just telling someone actually last night at a party I was hosting that there is a lot of stretches of boring highway, you know, especially with the marathon. There's enough fun stuff in between because you're going through every park that it really makes for a great time. Now, for the half, though, I mean, running into the Magic Kingdom is awesome, but when you come out of the Magic Kingdom, it's pretty boring.
So for this race, again, for people who don't know, you get the privilege of running through all four Disney parks. So that would be, you start at Epcot, you go to Magic Kingdom, you go to Animal Kingdom, you go to, you actually go to ESPN Wide World of Sports, and then you go to Hollywood Studios and you finish in Epcot. And so you do get a chance to run all over the property. And if you've driven all over the property, you know that that is a very long distance to do all of those different things. But were you nervous at all? I mean, getting in the corral, especially for the marathon, what were your thoughts about that?
You know, I knew we were going to go slow. And I knew that at that point I had already done, just the previous day, I had done like 20 some miles, you know, with the half marathon, 13 plus walking around Epcot with Chris Smith. So it was a lot of miles. I mean, over the whole course of the weekend was like 66 miles from me, which could have been a dopey.
Did you use your Nike? How did you track that?
With my Fitbit.
Oh, okay, cool. But you didn't, I mean, I don't know. When I did my first marathon, I thought, holy moly, what am I doing? You know, I don't know. To me, a half, I knew a half. I knew the distance. I knew what it took. But, you know, when you finish that 13.1 miles in a marathon and you think, oh, my gosh, I'm halfway through. That's pretty. I don't know. It's just a scary thought. But you didn't feel that way? I mean, you seem kind of loose and okay.
Yeah. You know, the only thing I was concerned about was my feet running. You know, my feet were hurting most of the way at that point. So as far as joints or anything like that, muscles weren't bad. I didn't have any calves or splints or
shin splints.
I had calves. I'm pretty sure I had calves.
It's really hard to run without them. Now, one of the reasons that it took us so long is that we ran with several other people. There were two other new marathoners in our group, our core group that stayed together. That actually takes a little bit longer because everybody's doing different bathroom breaks. And do you think if you did it again, you'd run with others or would you run alone?
For the half, it's not a problem for me. And shout out to Jen and Katie for running with us for most of the time and Dave for waiting up for us, which was good because he needed it. You know, for the full, I think I would only run it with other people. It's just too long. With that said, I'd much rather have listened to music for a lot of that time to get more adrenaline out of the situation. But, you know, for halves, I could do it with or without people. It doesn't, you know, it's not that long. How about you? Did you enjoy running with a crew of people? Is that the first time you've done it with a crew of people?
So, no, last year when I ran it was my second marathon at that point, I ran with a group of about 10 people. And it actually took us a shorter amount of time. But in the middle of the race, we rode Expedition Everest. We rode a roller coaster and stopped for lots of pictures. But it took us less time. But I think the variable that was different is there were no new marathoners on that team. Everybody was an experienced runner. So I think that, and I was definitely the lowest common denominator in terms of running speed. So we probably could have gone faster, but it was really fun. I have run two marathons alone. I did my first Walt Disney World Marathon pretty much by myself. And I ran the Boston Marathon last year by myself. So it can get very lonely. I mean, you definitely go faster, but it can get lonely. And those training runs take a long time when you're by yourself as well. But I think it's nice, especially for you and I, Joe. We know so many people out on the course that, you know, sometimes people call marathons, especially at Walt Disney World, a moving party. And you can see why, because we know lots and lots of people. We're stopping and saying hello. We're checking in, seeing how people are doing. And it's kind of fun.
Yeah, that was really a lot of fun, especially to meet some people that I hadn't known that knew who I was.
Oh, from your podcast?
Yes. Yeah, from that show that I do.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know you before this race, so. Just kidding. Yeah, so it's kind of neat. And we had racing shirts with our names on the back, so that probably helped out a little bit too.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fun, you know, being in a group of people that were wearing the same shirt and just going in. Yeah, we probably could have went. I feel like we could have went maybe a little bit faster, but not by much, you know. Mm-hmm. We did the run 30 second, walk 1 minute.
Right.
And I feel like we probably could have got away with maybe like run 40 seconds or 45 seconds and probably still been all right with the walk, as long as we did the walk 1 minute.
I agree. So I should mention the reason we all had the same running shirts on is because we're all part. I host another podcast called the Mickey Miles Podcast, and we have a running team called the Mickey Milers. So those people all have the same shirts, and it's kind of nice running with a team. And, you know, we had people there cheering on the side for us, which is fantastic. And we had, you know, we could see people on the course who were on our team. So it made it kind of fun. So, Joe, what was your favorite entertainment, especially for the full where we did all the different parks and everything? Which park did you like to visit? What entertainment did you think was most fun?
Yeah, you know, I'd have to say, I mean, since we didn't get to ride Everest, which is a good thing that we didn't, because we would have been really pressed up for time, I think, if we had stopped.
Definitely. Yeah, we were definitely back of the pack.
Yeah, I think that probably just going into the Magic Kingdom, you know, we did it the day before and I've done it several times, but, you know, running the Wine and Dine and coming through the Hollywood Studios with all the lights on for the Osborne Lights is probably my favorite thing. But since that's not a thing that happens during where, we, you know, when we were running, I'd have to say still going to the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, that's really fun. So would you do it again?
Yeah, I actually, if I can afford it, I'd like to try to do the Dopey next year, especially since I'm hearing rumors that it might be the last Dopey.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, you don't know that?
No, I never heard that.
I'd seen some people posting online saying that this might be the last year for it because of lost revenue from, you know, not having that as many different people run different races.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting thought, like, you know, less rooms booked, less everything, less mouths to feed.
Yeah, it's a good point. So you might do the Dopey?
I very well might try to swing that. And, you know, I was talking to Michelle and some of the other people we're running with about the idea of doing a...
Michelle. You mean Jen?
Oh, wait. Yes. Oh, well, no, I was referring to you.
Like, oh, okay.
Yeah, as in, yeah. you know, about doing a hashtag team finishers where, you know, I'll stay back with people that, you know, or it's either their first time or whatever. And we run together because I don't need to run that fast. And that means I get to train less.
Right. You know, it's really interesting that you say that because as somebody who, that was my fourth marathon, I don't know how many left I have in me, to be honest with you at this point, but I'm doing Boston again.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So to be with a group of three people who had never done a marathon for me was very, very powerful experience. And, you know, we had people who were all over the place in terms of where the, because I think the big difference between a half marathon and a marathon is not so much your fitness, although you need to be more fit, but it's more mental because you just have to push yourself for so long. You get to mile 17 and you think, holy moly, you know, we still have a lot more to go. And so to be with a group of people, you know, we had somebody in our group who, you know, had a very personal struggle with fitness and weight loss. We had, you know, people in lots of different places. So it is really powerful. But I was wondering, Joe, from your end, I mean, I got a very teary-eyed when I was listening to some people's stories. Did you find yourself emotional at all? What were your feelings when you crossed? Because I know that you had some struggles along the way too.
Yeah, mostly with my feet. Mm-hmm. And I had to keep stretching, trying to stretch my feet out. And it was definitely difficult. I much rather have probably went a little faster just to get it over with sooner.
Right.
But at the same time, I knew that if I had went up ahead, I probably would have burned myself out. And before you know it, you'd be passing me and I would not have finished, and you probably were close to where you finished. So, you know, for me, it wasn't really, I thought it would be more emotional. I think part of it was the fact that I was in it to finish it.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't really, you know, I didn't train for months or a year or anything like that for it. And I mean, we didn't, you know, again, we didn't crush the time or anything like that. But I'm okay with that because I do a lot of different things and running is just a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
Running for 2-3 hours to be in training is not something that I want to spend that much time on.
Right. So, but what about wearing that medal afterwards?
Yeah, that definitely felt really good. I mean, we took a picture like right after we got them and it's definitely a very special feeling. And I think that for a lot of people, the training and the summation of everything coming together and having that medal at the end is, it's a really brilliant feeling that I don't know that you could, cause I mean, not everyone gets to win a World Series or a Super Bowl or, you know, a Stanley Cup. So, you know, for a lot of people that is their Super Bowl or their Stanley Cup. So, it's really amazing, and you need to at least try to do it. You know, you don't have to do it in, you know, 2.5 hours, 3 hours, or, you know, you could do it in 7 hours like we did.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And what about when you came home and showed your family? I mean, you were among a lot of Disney runners. They all knew what it meant. What were your feelings when you brought the medal home?
I didn't even show it to her till the next day.
Oh, wow.
Well, because we just went home and went to bed. Or no, I did show her the medal. I showed her the Goofy medal.
Uh-huh.
Not the marathon medal to the next day, but
let me ask this question. If you met somebody who said, Joe, it's always been on my bucket list to do a marathon, what advice would you give them?
Make sure you train. At least be able to run a half marathon. You know, be able to run a half marathon. If you can do that and still be comfortable at the end of that, then, you know, I think it's pretty easy to make the end of that. But again, you have to be able to do a half and do it comfortably.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah, that's what I say to people all the time on the podcast, that you need to be able to do several halves and kind of get your mind around what that means before you move up to a marathon. But I think, you know, most anybody can do it.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. If you definitely set your mind to it, you can do it. You don't have to be the fastest. You just have to finish. So, you know, being from Mickey Miles and being a part of Mickey Miles and listening to every single episode of the Mickey Miles, you guys just made a huge announcement for next year, which I'm hoping to be a part of. Would you like to go into that?
I didn't know that. Well, that gets me really excited that you're hoping to do it. Yes, we had a series of events at the race weekend at Walt Disney World. One of them was an Illuminations dessert party. So we had all the people showing their bling. About 100 people were there. That was really fun. Wish you could have been there, Joe. Another thing we did, we had a special breakfast in a special area of the Living Seas. We had our Fish Our Friends breakfast. And my co-host Mike Scopa and I and Becky Mankin from MEI Travel announced that next year after January race weekend, we are actually planning a group cruise. So we're going to be cruising together on the Disney Dream. It's a 4-night cruise. And Disney started this thing called the Castaway Key Challenge. So you can run a 5K on Disney's private island. We're not sure if they're going to do that challenge next year, but they always do have this 5K. So we're going to hopefully get a whole bunch of people cruising at the same time. And we have all sorts of things that we're planning. We have a whole year to plan it. I'm very, very excited about some of the things that we're going to be doing. It's top secret, but if you book with MEI, we'll invite you to the meets, and hopefully we'll get a nice group of people cruising with us and hanging out. And we were just talking about this on our podcast that we recorded a few minutes ago. One of the nice things about cruising with other people, as opposed to hanging out with people in the Disney parks, is that you're all staying at the same place, so you can, you know, grab coffee together, grab a drink together, you know, go on an excursion together if you want to, or just, you know, do your own thing. So it's a nice way to kind of spend some time with more time with people that you might just see for a few minutes if you're seeing them in the Disney parks. So yeah, so we're super excited about that and in the planning stages. And we already have about four cabins booked aside from our booking. So
that's exciting. Awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So we hope that you can join us.
I hope so. It sounds like it's going to be a great time, and it's always fun to be able to just, you know, hang out at a bar or whatever, you know, wherever, lounge, and just hang out with people that you would normally see in the parks or somewhere much noisier.
Have you been on a cruise before?
Yes, for my honeymoon.
Oh, right. I forgot that. Yeah, so if people want to go, they can go to mousefantravel.com, and there's a link there for the Dream for January, I think it's January 11th, 2016, with Mickey Miles. You can get a quote. So,
sounds exciting. Good.
Yeah. So we hope you can come, Joe.
Yes, me too. I still have two kidneys, so, you know.
Well, we know how much money podcasters make.
Yes.
You can just open, you know, empty your pockets and pay for the cruise.
Hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Yes. Okay, Joe. Well, thank you for being on your show.
Well, thank you for hosting. And it's great to have you back on the show. And I'd love to have you again after you do Boston again.
Yes, I'd be happy to come on again. Definitely. Anytime.
Oh, thank you very much, Michelle.
All right. So for Joe Pardo of the Dreamers podcast, this is Michelle Scribner-McLean from the Mickey Miles podcast. I'm here with marathoner Joe Pardo, and both of us wish you a great day.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Dreamers podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Dreamers Podcast. Join us on Facebook at facebook.com/Dreamers Podcast. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on the Dreamers Podcast, please send an email to j@jpar.co. This podcast is copyright 2014 by jpar.co.
This is Mickey, and I hope you have a magical day. Ha ha! See you real soon, pal!